Welcome to Fact or Fiction, history stuff for the history buff on HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today by my very favorite staff writer, Joshua M. Clark.
Aww.
How's it going, Josh?
It's going well. Thanks for having me, Candace.
You're so welcome.
So, Candace, I know you're kind of into true crime, right?
Indeed.
So have you heard much about D.B. Cooper?
I've heard a whole lot, but I'm not going to steal your thunder.
Fantastic.
Take it away.
Thank you. So I think D.B. Cooper is, perpetrated the greatest heist of all time. Let me tell you about it, okay? 1971, Thanksgiving Eve, I think it was November 24th, this guy named D.B. Cooper, well, that's what it said on his ticket, boards this flight from Portland, Oregon to Seattle, Washington. It's a pretty short flight, but he has time to settle back, order a bourbon and soda, chain smoke, back when you could smoke on the plane. And also he had time to pass a ransom note to one of the stewardesses. And it said that he was going to blow up the plane if they didn't give him $200,000 and four parachutes. Well, he took it pretty seriously. Hijackings weren't, you know, really a widespread thing at the time. So they land the plane in Seattle, Tacoma. He lets the passengers go, keeps the crew on board, and then has them bring the money on board and the parachutes. And I think he let the crew go but kept the pilot on and told the pilot to go to Mexico. The plane never made it to Mexico. It made it to Reno. And when it did, D.B. Cooper wasn't on board. At about 10,000 feet over Washington, he had jumped out on this cold, rainy, cloudy night over the Cascade Mountains in that state, never to be heard from again. And the FBI thinks he's dead. Is that fact or fiction from what you know?
Well, it's really tough to say whether it's a fact or fiction that D.B. Cooper is still alive. And, you know, the FBI has actually profiled about 800 people whom they believe could possibly be D.B. Cooper.
Wow.
One man, Dwayne Weber, actually confessed on his deathbed to his wife that he was D.B. Cooper, but DNA evidence later ruled him out. So we're not quite sure why he made that confession.
He was just a little wacky.
He was a little bit wacky. Maybe he liked the tale, just like us. Then Richard McCoy, who was a Vietnam veteran and a Sunday school teacher, he pulled a pretty similar sort of heist, hijacking a plane, making off with some cash, but he was ruled out too. And there have been all sorts of suspects in this case. And as far as any hard evidence, it's been pretty few and far between. Back in 1980, a boy playing by the Columbia River found a couple of wads of $20 bills, which is the denomination D.B. Cooper demanded his $200,000 ransom in.
Right.
And on these bills, the serial number actually matched the numbers of the bills
so
that had been given to D.B.
It
was his money.
Wow.
But he wasn't around. Nobody, nothing. And then in 2008, some other boys found part of a parachute, and they thought maybe it's D.B.'s, but these parachutes were made of silk and not made of nylon, which his was. So the case is still wide open.
So we don't know if it's fact or fiction.
We don't, and we've barely scratched the surface. So to learn more, read Is D.B. Cooper Still Alive on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.